Our third area of reflection, summarized under the word evolutionary. The evolutionary outlook, if it does not dominate, certainly colors the culture of Euro-American society. Substitute the word progress for evolution, and I think you can see the key that can unlock many doors to the Christian faith that are presently closed. It can also be the key to a more effective, because more balanced, form of Christian pedagogy. Expressed in prosaic terms, it means that teachers of religion should so present the faith as not to exclude, but positively include, man's progressive improvement on earth, culturally and educationally, socially and psychologically, even physically and genetically. Some Catholic educators have shied away from this approach, mistakenly, out of fear of giving in to what they considered a Jewish view of providence, or others again, of a Puritan or Calvinist ethic, which tend to equate God's rewarding justice in this worldly terms, the good are always rewarded with prosperity in this life. But there should be no fear that recognizing terrestrial progress is alien to sound Catholic principles. Just for the record, let us remember that there is only one God of heaven and of earth. That conjunction "and" is part of our faith, and it is opposed to Manichaean dualism, which postulates two ultimate deities, one of heaven and another of earth. Now, some provisos. Of course, the progress in man's earthly situation must be kept in careful perspective. Earthly progress is not a necessary condition, nor even a sure sign of progress in things of the Spirit. Rich people are not all holy, and poor people are not all bad. Again, earthly progress is secondary, to put it at its lowest terms, to progress in the knowledge and love of God. Moreover, preoccupation with earthly progress can dull the human will and make it less concerned with growth in virtue and with humbly carrying the cross with Christ. But another one of those adversities. Admitting all of this and never forgetting Christ's warning to seek first the kingdom of God, nevertheless, it is unthinkable that the Lord of the universe should have placed into our modern hands so many means for improving man's lot in this world and not have intended these means to be put to good use. It is no pedestrian observation when I say that teaching the Christian religion can almost be defined as training in Christian charity. We shall see more of this in future lectures. For the present context, let me emphasize that successful Catholic education necessarily stresses orthodoxy of faith and sound doctrine. However, it dare not, at the risk of losing the youth of today and tomorrow, divorce this orthodoxy from what I call orthopraxis, which in less sophisticated language is sound Christian living. In today's treasure house of scientific progress, sound Christian practice means inspiring young people to know how to use the good things of this world without becoming intoxicated by them. And what is more pertinent here, how to share the good things of the modern world in order to improve the human condition of their fellow men. We have a noble pattern on both levels in the person of Christ. Who would say that his teaching and example did not inspire millions to live happy lives in the world without being contaminated by it? Or that in the 19th century since his ascension, Christianity has not been one of the principal factors. I teach the principal factor in advancing the earthly lot and happiness of the human race. Thanks again for listening. The question is whether the modern trend in catechetics has not so emphasized the social, the humanitarian, and the this earthly as to minimize the supernatural, the life of grace, prayer, and union with God. I'm not sure whether I would be accurate in saying that it is the general trend. I certainly know that it is the trend in certain aspects of modern catechetics. But as I trust I made somewhat clear, the difficulty with that approach is to so emphasize the social or the humanitarian as to divorce it from and exclude the supernatural. As a matter of fact, faith tells us the two belong together. And Christ's teaching is, seek you first the kingdom of God, and all other things will be added unto you. Now, he didn't mean that we should just pray and all the good things of this world would come to us. However, I think, as mistaken as that trend may be, I think it is exploiting one aspect of modern thought, which I try to put into balanced perspective Science has given opportunities for physical, cultural, psychological enjoyment that 50 years ago were impossible. Consequently, whatever we do in teaching religion, we should not so teach the supernatural as to overlook the fact that God intends man to be happy on earth. Though you notice what I did, I stressed the necessary correlation and causal relationship between the supernatural as a precondition for even a happy enjoyment of the naturally good things of this world. In fact, the more of this world's goods a person has access to, say, suppose he is financially able to buy and therefore enjoy whatever he wants, the more free he is to possess and enjoy the progress of science, the more that person needs a deep spiritual foundation in order to put that terrestrial enjoyment into context. And among the things that a Christian ought to learn, and religious education wouldn't be worthy of the name unless it taught him this, is that one of the things that God wants us to do with the good things that he puts in our way is betimes to sacrifice them. That just because I have a television set, I will not, as I'm told some children do, spend between 30 and 40 hours a week watching it. So it's to recognize the values inherent in this world's goods and the enjoyment which God wants people to have of the things that the progress of science puts in our hands. At the same time, and this would be directly an answer to that question, not to make a fetish of that as though the more social and humanitarian development we teach in, quote, teaching religion, the more religious will become our students. We should teach them, as I said, first, how to use these good things of this world, but secondly, exercise their charity in order to make these good things of this world accessible and available to more and more people in order to be more charitable and exercise Christian charity to a degree impossible before modern science gave us the opportunity for giving so many things to so many people, if only we make the effort to do so.
This tape was produced by Select Religious Recordings. All rights are reserved. Duplication or transcription in any form is strictly prohibited.